This election, Labor will have 100 positive policies. We'll keep weekend penalty rates, make multinationals pay their fair share of tax, stop $100,000 university degrees. We'll make health number one, protecting Medicare.
Ito sa pangkahalataan ay tila tunog ng iba pang mga pag-anunsyo ng kampanya para sa halalan na isinasahing papawid sa SBS Television. Ngunit ito ay hindi kasing anyo ng anumang iba pang mga pangampanya o campaign ad. Habang papalapit ang ikalawa ng Hulyo na halalan, sinimula ng Labor ang pagsasahing papawid ng mga ad na mayroong mga subtitle, magkakaiba sa kabuuang isang dosenang iba't ibang lengguwahe o wika. Sinabi ng sociology professor mula University of Technology Sydney, Andrew Jakubowicz, tinatarget ng Labor ang mga etnikong komunidad sa mga pangunahing upuan na may malaking populasyon ng mga migrante.
There are a number of Indian languages, for instance, and the Indian vote, particularly in Sydney, is quite significant in a number of marginal seats. The focus still on two of the old migrant groups, the Greek and Italian ones, is interesting, I think, in order to make sure that the people who are, they would be quite old now, the people who only speak Greek or Italian or primarily Greek and Italian, the migrant vote is going to be crucial. Both the first generation, what we call the second generation ethnic vote, is going to be crucial in a number of Greens versus Labor contests.
Ayon kay Professor Jakubowicz, kinikilala ngayon ng mga partidong pampolitika na ang mga botante na mula sa iba't ibang etniko ay may malaking impluwensya sa resulta ng halalan. Sinabi niya, isa sa pinakakapansin-pansing halimbawa nitong mga kamakailang pagkakataon ay ang upuan ng Benilong sa Sydney. Sa naturang upuan na ito nangyari na si John Howard ang tanging ikalawang punong ministro na natalo sa kanyang upuan sa halalan noong taong 2007.
We've seen in the past, for instance, where specific groups like, for instance, the Chinese and Koreans in Benilong, who were incredibly hostile to John Howard personally, turned on him in the 2007 election, and they played a key role in Howard losing that seat, but they also played a key role in his Liberal successor winning it back. So if there's a smell of racism about a particular candidate in areas where there are strong ethnic groups, particularly some of the Asian groups, then those candidates are really in serious trouble. And we've seen that happen all over the place at different points.
Tinagurian ng Labor ang mga plano nito bilang mga positibong polisa, ngunit sa ngayon ang mga pag-anunsyo ng kampanya o mga election advertising sa lahat ng paligid ay ginagawa sa mas matahimik na paraan. Sa paanunsyong ito, ginamit ng liberal ang mga salita ng tagapagsalita ng Labor sa usapin ng kalusugan, Catherine King sa Sky News, upang gumawa ng punto tungkol sa bulk billing rate, ngunit nanatiling pigil o kontrolado.
Bill Shorten is saying we want a campaign about bulk billing, sure. But in actual fact, the government's performance is better than Labor's.
Well, certainly. Well, I'd welcome that. I'd welcome that bulk billing remains high. That's a good thing. Bulk billing remains high. Bulk billing remains high. Bulk billing remains high.
At sa pag-anunsyong ito mula sa kandidato ng Greens para sa upuan ng Higgins, si Jason Ball ay nanatili sa kung ano ang pinaniniwalaan na maibibigay ng partido.
I'm proud to be standing for a party that has the courage and vision to renew our economy away from the polluting industries of the past towards cleaner energy, providing jobs and opportunities for the future. For a party that will end offshore detention and create a better way for people to seek asylum in Australia.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.